Well, hey, y'all, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Today, we start a two-part series on the Cordes family of roses. Joining us is Alexander Cordes. He's a fifth-generation rose grower, and Thomas Prohl. He's the chief hybridizer at Cordes Roses. We'll be talking about the history of the Cordes family and also about their decision some 25 years ago to become a no-spray hybridizer. This is a conversation that you don't want to miss. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Now, there are a few businesses that can boast the rich history of Cordes. So let's get started by having you share with us how it all began.
Okay. Well, it all started back in 1887. The company was founded by William Cordes I. And, yeah, we suffered a bit while the two world wars. But after that, we were rising and growing. And our company in Germany is located about 20 kilometers north of Hamburg. So we are northern Germany. And back in 2013, we had our 125th anniversary. And yeah, that was great. About 20,000 people went to our place on 3 days. And yeah, that was a lot of fun. Today, the company is led by three owners. We are 100% family business still, family company. And yeah, I'm now working there in the fifth generation. I started 2 years ago in the breeding, and now I'm also involved in sales and marketing and production and everything that has to do with our garden roses. Besides garden roses, we are also known for cut flowers and our small indoor pot roses, the Condadas. And yeah, you might know us mostly for varieties like Iceberg or Color Wonder, Lily Marlene, something like that. But I can tell you in the last 10, 15 years, our genetics and the breeding really improved. And yeah, these are old varieties. They are much better Cordes varieties on the U.S. market today. So look out for them.
We're very grateful for all the new varieties that are coming out, for sure. I'm especially excited when I see all the winter hardiness that you test for. But let's go back in time just a little bit to 25 years ago, because Cordes did something that was very radical in the world of roses at that time. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's maybe me as a head of the breeding department at Cordes to give you an idea what happened those days. Actually, we had a pretty strong ecological movement, we say, in Germany in the 1980s. So the people wanted to live healthy. They didn't want to use that many chemicals in the garden anymore. And that raised a pretty strong pressure to change the breeding goals as well, to go for more disease-resistant roses. And actually, the year of change was in 1990, when spraying equipment were left behind in the shed, and there was no spraying anymore on the rose trial fields, which was a big, big decision to go for. And the results were first not too promising. The roses were really, many of the roses were defoliated completely by diseases like black spot or mildew or rust. But there was also varieties in the field that were promising and had a good disease resistance. And with those, we started new breeding lines. And so the breeding for garden roses was pretty much turned upside down, and breeding for disease resistance became number one breeding goal again. And now, meanwhile, 25 years after that big decision, we can really harvest the fruits from that difficult change with actually many, many new rose varieties that have a much better disease resistance compared to roses that have been released in the 1970s or 1980s.
Yeah. You mentioned breeding goals at Cordis. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are looking for when you breed new roses?
Yeah, actually, I would like to answer, we always like to have the full package. You want everything that attracts people to buy a rose, which is the beauty of the flower, the fragrance, and of course a vigorous plant, and all that in combination with a good disease resistance. That's what a goal is. And of course, not only disease resistance, also winter hardiness is an issue. And of course, you want a floriferous rose. You want the rose to keep the flowers for a long time, to have a stable color. You want a rose clean dropping very well, and also have for rainy regions, you will have a good, you're looking for a good rain firmness of the flower. So actually, it's lots of characteristics you look for in a rose that is really a winner and is worth to be put on the market. But number one breeding goal is always the disease resistance, and everything else goes in a package with that.
Does it take to get a rose to market? When do you know, how long does it take before they're hand pollinated till you know that they're good to go?
Yeah, from pollination to introduction, we calculate 8 to 10 years today. So I would say after 5 years, you might see on the field if a rose has really potential to be released. But then it takes a couple of more years before you have really finalized your testing and your trials and found a good name for the rose. And you need to see the rose not just looking good in one season and one location. You need to send out the rose out to different places in the world, different climates, and to see the rose in a really sunny season and a rainy season, maybe in a strong winter and a mild winter, and in different places all around the planet. And especially if it comes to roses in North America, I mean, your climates can be so diverse. So it's important to see the roses also inside the U.S. in many different locations before you're really sure to put the rose on the market.
Possible growing conditions in the United States, so we're a good testing ground for sure. You're there today with Chris Pellett from New Flora. So can you tell our listeners about the relationship between New Flora and Cordis?
Well, my parents know Gary and Chris now since 1988, I think, and they became friends and still are. And Gary and Chris and New Flora, they are getting our varieties for trail now since 2004. So there's a long friendship and bond of both families. And, you know, we got that old tradition of breeding roses, and they are now in the rose business also for years. And, all the breeding is done back in Germany, but we send over promising varieties every year. And Thomas is flying over to Oregon also every year. So he does the evaluation together with Gary and Chris over here.
You know, it was such a pleasure to have met these two recently at the American Rose Society's Fall National Convention.
Well, I guess what struck me the most was their decision 25 years ago to stop spraying their testing fields.
Right. You know, it takes a lot of courage to put your business on the line in pursuit of what you think's right. Now, in our next broadcast, we'll chat further with Alexander Cordes and Thomas Prohl, in addition to Chris Pellett. Now, she's with New Flora. That's the company here in the U.S. that brings Cordis varieties to the United States.
Yep, we'll be chatting with all three of them about some of the prettiest roses I've seen in a long time. Hope you'll join us.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.